Good morning and welcome to our worship from Mills Hill Baptist Church. Our minister James is taking a well-earned rest. And so we begin our worship as we sing, "Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you." Let us join together in prayer. Lord of the morning and all our days and nights, we gather to praise you this new day. We thank you for all your gifts and praise you for all your care. For you are maker of all we see and know, giver of all good gifts and lover to us all. You are friend in our lives, reaching out your hand to stranger to embrace with strength and hope. You are guide for all our days, giving us wisdom, showing us the ways to be. Lord of the morning and of all our days and nights, we gather to praise you this new day in Jesus' name. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen."
Good morning. I'm going to do a simple craft with you this morning, all about special friends and friendship. You will need a piece of paper and to cut it out in a cloud shape. When you've done that, you could get some coloured paper, or you could do it on just white paper and cut out some strips. On those strips of paper, you could write what it is a special friend gives to you. So on my paper, I have put funny, forgiving, a good listener, kind, helpful, and caring. And then I've got some glue and I've just attached them to the cloud. On the cloud, you can write the person's name, a name of someone who is very special to you. And I have just put whatever that name is going to be. He's a good friend because he or she is all of those things. When we've done that, we can either attach it to our notice board in the kitchen, maybe, or in the bedroom. And that reminds us to pray a prayer for our friend with all those things you have written down there, and that friend who is very, very special. And we're going to be listening a little bit later on about friends and friendship and faithfulness. And so that would remind us about our friends, when they become very special, are very faithful to us as well. So try that little craft, and if you want to, you can take a picture of it and send it along to James for next week. I'm sure he'd be glad to receive it and look at it. So thank you all very much. And just see what you can do with that small craft this morning.
Well, thank you for that, Sandra. And now we're going to come together in prayer, and we're going to be led this morning. So let's pray together.
In Psalm 42, the psalmist prayed from a desperate and difficult situation, saying, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night." Gracious God, we pray for those who are struggling emotionally, spiritually and financially. Those finding it hard to experience your presence. Those who are still socially isolated due to the continuing COVID restrictions, despite the recent changes. Thank you that even when we are struggling to have a vision of you, you are with us. You have promised to never leave us, and you have said when we seek you, we will find you. Thank you that you enter into our sorrow and pain. You journey with us in our questions and our doubts. Bring comfort, strength and hope, we pray, especially to those who are suffering today in body, mind or spirit.
Lord, as we tentatively approach the gradual lifting of the lockdown restrictions, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your Spirit helping us to share our love in countless words of grace and acts of kindness in these recent months. As we move forward into unknown territory, as a country and as a church, grant us wisdom, grace, mercy and love. May the friendships and acts of kindness and love shown within our communities during these difficult times continue to flourish. Strengthen and renew our government and your church, and heal our land.
Unchanging. depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. Faithful one, so unchanging, ageless one, you're my rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. You are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone.
We have just a few notices for this week. On Monday at 10:30 we will have prayer at the back of the church. Just six people can gather together, so please do contact James. And likewise on Thursday at 7 o'clock, the same number applies. And if you feel energetic, we have again the walk in the park starting at 10:30 on Wednesday. And everyone's welcome. And John is going to bring us our reading for this morning as we hear the words from 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 to 14.
Good morning, everybody. Our reading this morning is taken from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel, by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald, an apostle, and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. May God bless this reading to each and every one of us.
Paul and Timothy have a special friendship, one that is rooted in Christ. Paul's in prison, is aware that death is not far away. This time of imprisonment was different as the one before that we find in Acts 28. Paul becomes an encourager in a time of adversity. His prior imprisonment allowed him to be at home, to have his own quarters, even though a guard would be assigned to him. And this imprisonment didn't stop Paul from meeting and teaching those whom he came into contact with. Paul is in prison, awaiting death. He is a man of courage, at one with God. And Paul writes to his dear friend Timothy, and in doing so makes it clear where he stands. For he says, I, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promises of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul is constant in prayer for Timothy. Though separated, they provide mutual encouragement and friendship in a time of need. In the lockdown, how much prayer has been offered, though from a distance? In verse 4, we read of Paul's desire to see Timothy. As previously, when they'd parted in tears. Tears that displayed the depths of love and the mutual respect and friendship they had for one another. Many of us have been separated from family and friends. The need for a hug from those we love. Timothy is reminded to stir up the gift from God, or as it has in the NIV, to fan into flame the gifts of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Timothy, having been given special gifts at his ordination, gifts that would enable him to serve the church, to stir up, to encourage, to persevere, and to be courageous. We have so many examples of individuals and corporate acts of kindness and courage over the past months. As Christians, we're called to act on the gifts God has given us, to fan the flame. Timothy received only a lukewarm response to his message. The message that he shared with those around. So Paul, his friend, encourages him to step out in faith, to be bold. I'm sure we can all feel like Timothy at times, attacked from all sides, unsure which way to go, needing the encouragement of another. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we overcome our fears, that feeling of rejection, so we might continue the work that God has called us to. Timothy was living in a time of persecution, believers being put to death, and Paul telling him that he must expect to suffer the same. Paul and Timothy have a special bond of friendship. And Paul encourages Timothy by giving him hope. That hope that God would strengthen and give him courage to face this uncertain future. Sharing our faith has been difficult over the past months. But I believe that the prayer life of the church has been advanced, praying for one another in ways we never thought possible. The fact that Paul was in prison did nothing to stop his ministry. He used the calling of Timothy and others to continue to carry the message. I wonder what COVID-19 has taught us. Material possessions have no value. Our faith and trust in Christ is paramount. Our friendships, our relationships are far more important. For many have lost their friends. They've lost their relatives. We all need to encourage one another. The meeting in small groups for prayer, morning worship, virtual coffee, telephone calls, WhatsApp, and much more. As we face a new week, let us be courageous. Ring someone and say, "Hi." Pray for those who don't know and those that you do. Many in our church are in need of prayer at this time. We can't mention them, but there are many who need healing, both in body, mind and spirit. Let us be reminded that the work of God is still before us. No promise that it'll be easy. What we have is that assurance that he will never leave us or forsake us. So let us face the courage, the weak with courage, a boldness that Christ gives us as we continue to face uncertainty in the world today. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Let us fan the flame and be courageous for one another. May friendships blossom and grow as we continue to support one another. True friendship will only be found in Jesus Christ. So we sing together that great Thomas Chisholm hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
Thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
mourning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and the peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
So we close our worship with these words. You are the body of Christ. Go and be hands, reaching out to the needy, holding the friendless, and willing to receive God's love. Go and be feet, walking the extra mile, striving for others, and humbly letting Jesus wash you. Go and be tongues, chatting the good news, welcoming in all, and allowing God's Spirit to speak to you. You are the body of Christ. Praise God. Amen.